Environment Canada says the first of a series of Christmas week storms forecast for British Columbia's coast is moving inland, after bringing 140 km per hour winds to some exposed coastal areas. But there will be no respite for Vancouver Island and the south coast, with a second storm expected to bring very strong winds and heavy rain on Christmas morning. Wind warnings remained in place for much of Vancouver Island on Tuesday, with Environment Canada warning of high winds in western sections of Metro Vancouver near the water, Greater Victoria, Southern Gulf Islands, East Vancouver Island, and Sunshine Coast on December 25. A rainfall warning has been issued for West Vancouver Island, with up to 100 millimeters of rain expected, with Environment Canada saying to watch for flash floods, water pooling on roads and localized flooding. The heavy rain is forecast to ease to showers on Christmas night. The initial storm that arrived late Monday brought gusts up to 142 km per hour to the west coast of the island overnight, before moving out of the region Tuesday morning. Environment Canada said the next storm is expected to arrive early on Christmas Day, with BC Ferries warning that multiple routes might be affected by high winds forecast for the Strait of Georgia and North Vancouver Island. The wind is forecast to start late in the morning and last through the day before gradually easing on Christmas night. Very strong winds gusting to 100 km per hour are possible for Greater Victoria, Southern Gulf Islands and Kootenay to Campbell River, the forecaster said, with gusts up to 120 km per hour elsewhere on the island. Environment Canada said to expect travel disruptions and possible power outages, and said the wind could toss loose objects and damage outdoor holiday decorations. BC Ferries has cancelled numerous Christmas Day sailings between Vancouver Island and the Lower Mainland, from late morning until early evening. Wednesday's night sailings from Saw-Wah-Sen, Swartz Bay, Horseshoe Bay, Duke Point and Departure Bay are at risk of being cancelled, or could have their schedules changed. Sailings up to 9 a.m. are expected to go ahead. We know you have important places to be. We will monitor the weather conditions and we will share updates with you as further information becomes available, BC Ferries said in a statement. Travelers are asked to check the BC Ferries website for the most up-to-date information and current sailing conditions. A third weather system is expected to approach southern Vancouver Island early Thursday, but Environment Canada said there's uncertainty about its path. The agency says an anticipated southern track would confine the strongest winds and heavy rain to the south coast. Vancouver Island and the BC coastline have been besieged by storms since October. A storm on the weekend of November 19 left 4 people dead, including 2 drivers whose vehicles were washed off a road near Bamfield. 2 others on the Lower Mainland also died: a Coquitlam woman whose home was struck by a mudslide, and a man who entered the Coquitlam River to try to rescue a dog. Earlier this month, a powerful storm triggered a mudslide that killed 2 people in Lions Bay and cut the Sea to Sky Highway between Vancouver and Whistler. The December 14 storm left hundreds of thousands of BC Hydro customers without electricity. About 20,000 of those were on Vancouver Island, BC. Hydro has been warning of weather-related power outages caused by drought-weakened trees and other vegetation this fall and winter following a multi-year drought in the province.